Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. This is WMFO in Medford, Mass. I will be here for the next 2 hours mainly playing you music that's been undeservedly under the radar. Some great stuff. There's a lot of local stuff I have today. Lots of local bands playing out this week, and even some that aren't. There's great stuff, and I've got some new stuff from Walter Trout, and who else do I have? I have several new things, and let me see, what else do I have here? Well, you'll find out, huh? Oh, new Dream Syndicate, yes, new Devil's Twins, a lot of new stuff, Steve Winwood. So just shut up and get start playing music, okay? And hoping this is all working okay, since, you know, I had some issues with equipment last week, and I got new equipment not new, but new to me using something this week, and let's hope this all works out, okay? As I said, I've got lots of local bands for you today, and first I have the High End with 100 Proof from the EP of the same name, and the High End will be playing Friday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass.
Thank you. rock bottom like a sinking storm.
Another dimension. That's been swimming and I can't make you sure. Seems you've got me down.
right, you just heard, see, the set started out with a local band, The High End, with 100 Proof from the EP of the same name, and they'll be playing Friday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Then you heard Bad Marriage with their newest single, Long Way Down. I love these guys. They're going to be playing at the Tradesman in Milford, Mass on Friday night. And Saturday night, they're going to be opening for Extreme at the Worcester Palladium. That's a good gig for them. Local band, they opened for LA Guns at the Palladium in the past month as well. And speaking of Extreme, you next heard them with Get the Funk Out from their second album, Extreme 2, Porno Graffiti. Was their best-selling album, made it to number 10 on the Billboard charts. They were mainly a funky hard rock band, but had huge success with two acoustic songs, which were both on this album. They had the number one hit, More Than Words, and Wholehearted, which reached number 4. Band was formed in 1985 and were a big local band, got signed in 87. They broke up in 95, got back together in 2007, released an album in 2008. And as I said, Extreme and Bad Marriage will be playing at the Worcester Palladium on Saturday night. Then you heard All Over the Town, a single from guitarist Matt York. York grew up in the greater Boston area, played around the local scene for quite a while, including in his band Wide Iris. He hadn't been around for a while, and last year, in 2016, he released an album, Boston, Texas, in January, first music he'd released in a long time. And he's going to be playing it Sunday at Art on the Street in Worcester, Mass. this Sunday. Then you heard One Hit Wonder, The Count Five, with Psychotic Reaction from the 1966 album of the same name, their only album, and I got it from the Nuggets compilation. Great song there. Now let's see, we back to some more local, okay? A lot of local today, like I said at the beginning of the show. Now we have the Silver Mirrors, a psychedelic garage band from Boston with Between My Eyes from their 2016 EP Sunshine Space. The band formed in late 2014 when guitar and vocalists Joe G and Joe Q made the switch from playing folk rock and created a psychedelic rock band. They became a four-man group and have been playing throughout New England, New York, and some festivals like South by Southwest, and they've been releasing recordings for several years, and they are going to be playing tomorrow night at the Midway Cafe in JP. This is the Silver Mirrors.
Thank you. Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You can't take the crown beneath me. You can't. fascinated with the dark. Lover with my mind, but hated in my heart. It was lust, I would just serenade her from the start. Sadomasochistic, fatal with the art of deception and twisted. Games of the vicious, language of violence. Yeah, you win the biscuit. You don't wanna pay them, trust me, they know where to ditch it. Couple day go by and they found Wayno in the mystic. Just another victim, something off the schedule. You ain't got the heart to go hunting off heads to you. Now you're taking numbers off of something that you said you do. Looking for somebody to go jumping off the ledge with you. Jumping off the revenue, snake in the garden. You were just a rat with two jakes in a pot. And I am not your friend, I am not your homes. You ain't got the heart.
Happen out.
Kana, let's see what we heard. Some good stuff there. First, sorry about that. First was Silver Mirrors with Between My Eyes from their EP Sunshine Space. And they'll be playing tomorrow, Tuesday night, at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. After that, we heard Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany, with Take a Look in Your Mirror from their CD Stoned Law. The songs on that disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. After that, you heard the Devil's Twins, a local band, with their brand new disc, America Noir Volume 1, just came out a few weeks ago. And that was, I think it was the first single from the album, Satan Stone, with Boston hip-hop artist Slain. The album package is really cool. It's got a noir movie look to it with a picture of Nikki and Jeremiah, and a very little package inside. And they got a pretty cool video, very weird video, but it is kind of cool for this song. Then after that, okay, I am very excited. I finally had got a hold of the brand new album from the Dream Syndicate. It's called How Did I Find Myself Here, and the song you heard is 80 West. This LA band was around from 81 to 89, and the band, then band leader Steve Wynn reformed the band in 2012. I loved this band back in the 80s, man. A really good band. I think I saw them live one night, I think at the Channel, if I remember correctly. And I love this song, John Coltrane's Stereo Blues. That was my favorite one of their songs, which I played on the show last week. And this it's from the new album, like I said, and I'm sure I'll be playing plenty more from this album as the weeks go on. And I'm really psyched to say they're going to be playing at the Once Ballroom in Somerville on December 1st, and I'm really psyched for that show. Now, let me see. I've got, okay, let's see. I just found something for you. Here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Walter Trout, and you're right here listening to Marion Farrow on Rock Under the Radar, right here on WMFO.
That's Tufts University Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
You just heard Grand Funk Railroad with Closer to Home. Hadn't heard that song for a long time. I remember that was out when I was in high school, and I loved that song. Anyway, now it is time for some serious guitar time. I'm trying to do it earlier on this show than I do on the other show because, I don't know, time's more of a factor here for some reason, and I wanted to make sure I get this serious guitar in. Now I'm going to start, of course. Well, I've been doing this a lot. The brand new Robin Trower album is good stuff. And today I've got Try Love from Time and Emotion, the album. The band's a trio here with Trower also doing the vocals. And you probably know Trower was in the band Procol Harum in the 60s. Started a successful solo career in the 70s. And now 72 and still sounding great. So here is Robin Trower with Try Love.
Got me crying.